Just one clarification of a minhag for the records. It's really not a halakha lemaaseh nor a minhag lemaaseh, but just so we don't forget what the proper minhag at least was. This year is an exceptional year in the sense that we read Parashat Mas'eh by itself. In most years, Parashiyot Matot Mas'eh come together, even in a leap year. So this is really an oddity that we read Parashat Mas'eh by itself. Because of that comes the question, we read the parasha besides on Shabbat, but on Shabbat afternoon, Shabbat before, Mondays and Thursdays. So the question would be, what is the proper way to split up the reading for Parashat Mas'eh on a Monday and Thursday? Now if you look at most of our Sidurim, if not all of them, they basically have about 10 to 12 Pesukim, like the standard Monday-Thursday reading. However, there's a very interesting Magen Abraham that's brought down in Siman Taf Chafhet. He brings down from a Sefer Soror Hamor that says that it is not proper when one reads the Sefer Torah to stop and split up the 42 Masa'ot that are written in Parashat Mas'eh. Since the 42 Masa'ot, meaning the different places that the Jewish people journeyed in the Midbar, the Torah goes out of its way to list them all. The number 42 also signifies God's name, which is Shem Mem Bet, which is one of the mystical names of God. Therefore, it's not proper to split the Masa'ot, because it's tantamount to splitting God's name, Chas v'Shalom. And that's the way the Kaf HaChaim also brings down in Siman Taf Chaf Chet. So therefore, there are some communities that actually read 49 Pesukim on a Monday and Thursday in order to keep the entire Masa'ot together. There was a controversy the other day in one of the Syrian synagogues in Mexico. What is the proper minhag? There were those that were saying we should read all Membet Masa'ot, and those were saying, no, all the Sidurim have the 11 or 12 Pesukim. I took the liberty to ask the authority on Menage Halab, Rabbi Hacham Yom Tov Yedid, Hashem Yarich Yamav Batov, and he told me clearly that the Menagen Halab was to read all 42 Masa'ot on Monday and Thursday as well. I asked him, so what happened over here? He said that over here they shortened it in order to get out early or to, you know, to make it fast, as the custom is usually over here. In any event, for the records, we should know at least that the Minhag in Halab was, like the Magen Abraham, to read all 42 Masa'ot together on a Monday and Thursday at least, to split up the Aliyot accordingly in order not to split up the Shem Mem Bet.